Blog Talk Radio.
Songwriter, saxophonist, Upshaw Brigg. Are you with me this evening, Upshaw Brigg?
I am with you this evening, Lady Diva. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Yes, this program had to be rescheduled due to some technical difficulties, but we are here today. All right. Mr. Brigg,
yes, indeed.
Tell us briefly about yourself. For our listeners out there that don't know much about you.
Well, I'll just start from here and work backwards. I am now happily married, living in Vine Grove, Kentucky, with my wife and two kids who are now pretty much grown. Our daughter, Sarita, just graduated from Northern Kentucky University. Our son, Robert, just graduated from North Hardin High School. And my wife, Sharon, and I have been living here in Vine Grove since 2007, so that makes 10 years. And let's see, heading backwards, we got married in 1992, and I moved back home to Kentucky. My hometown is Hopkinsville, Kentucky, which is getting ready to celebrate the total eclipse of the sun.
Yeah.
As ground zero on the
21st. Yeah.
And the music that you've been listening to was recorded with the band from back there in Seattle. We were called Brown Shoes at the time. And I have to give a shout out to my man Lee Hager, who was the one who actually sent me that actual MP3 file. He was the drummer in the band. And a shout out to that fantastic bass player, John Killer Miller. And that organ player sounding like Chester Thompson, Mr. Paul Sherman, and the late Mr. Harry Davis on guitar, and the female vocalist, Miss Rita, now Riley, who was known as Rita Noel back then, and her whole loving family out there. Grandma Turtle, we love you, miss you, but you certainly had an effect on a lot of people's lives. So that's where that music was from, and I lived in Seattle there for, 10 years or so, and still working backwards. The band that actually got it all started was Time Machine. We started that group in Charleston, Illinois, at Eastern Illinois University. Shout out to my man, Eddie Cole, Natalie Cole's cousin, her musical director, and one of the founding members, and also to Tim Bales, Cliff Beaver, Greg Diener, so many people, Vince Ashby, Dennis Osterman, all of these people had something to do, a big part. Mr. Mock Swanson, the original drummer, had something to do with this musical journey that I've been on. And going back a little further, before Eastern Illinois University was Moorhead State University, where I had the pleasure and the blessing to have studied and been mentored by the late, great Mr. Jay Flippin. Truly a great friend, super musician, and those of you out there listening, you know who I'm talking about when I say Jay Flippin. But that's taken us all the way back pre-Moorhead. I was at U of L, University of Louisville, for a year, where I had the fortunate blessing to be roommates with one Nathaniel Blewett, the founder of the West Louisville Boys Choir, and we are still working together today after all these years. And before Louisville, Hopkinsville, I'll go all the way back to where I was first introduced to music by my great aunt, Emma Bacon, who is now still live and well, going strong at 106 years old. When I was 9, I wanted a bicycle for my birthday. She gave me piano lessons.
Okay.
So thus that kind of sparked my love and interest in music from there. So that's a little bit about me. I hope you've enjoyed that brief journey there. So many people.
Yeah, very interesting. And the names make you want to think. Did you ever play in the church or a choir?
Oh, yes. That's where I started. When I got the piano lessons, there were a group of at Virginia Street Baptist Church there in Hopkinsville. This was back in the late 50s, early 60s. There were about six of us that rotated playing piano in church for the children's choir, which was known as the intermediate choir at that time. And I remember Beverly Johnson was one, myself, and there were about four others, but we rotated Sundays playing for the children's choir. So that's where we started, and then we sang in the junior choir, which was like the teenage young adult choir there. So, yes, most definitely. Church, as in all folk music, has its roots.
So you really didn't have to take any vocal lessons?
My first formal vocal lessons came when I was in college, but it was piano lessons through high school, and by the time I reached middle school, what they called junior high back in those days, my first band director, Professor Arthur Thompson, got me started on the clarinet, and it's an interesting story because my father, who has now passed away, Robert Briggs, played cornet. And so I asked my aunt, I said, I want to play cornet, when I got old enough to be in the Attucks High School band. And they said, okay, we'll get you a cornet. And lo and behold, they went to the pawn store and they came back with a clarinet. It wasn't going back. So I had to learn to play clarinet. But it worked out just fine.
Right. Well, that answers the question for our young, curious minds that want to know if you played a clarinet, because nowadays in elementary they give kids a little clarinet to play. I want to know who influenced you in the music industry? Any celebrity musicians?
in the music industry?
Yeah, like Chaka Khan, Earth, Wind & Fire, or Go Way Back. Is any other musicians that influence you that are your favorite?
Oh, most definitely. Now, you're saying way back, so you're kind of letting me know your age when you say Chaka Khan and Earth, Wind & Fire. I will say this, to kind of let you know how old I am. The guitar player, Johnny Graham, with Earth, Wind & Fire, he and I were freshmen together out at U of L.
Oh, my
in
God.
In freshman music theater. That's right. So when you say musicians famous who influenced me, we got to go back a little further. So I'm going to go back to people like that I grew up listening to. Otis Redding grew up listening to Aretha Franklin. Grew up listening to who's the guy? Wilson Pickett. And Jackie Wilson. We were fortunate enough with that band Time Machine to have been Jackie Wilson's backup band in 1975, playing at the Playboy Club in St. Louis, Missouri. And what a singer that guy, an entertainer, was. If you never heard or listened to Jackie Wilson, go back and get some of his recordings and just listen to him. He was a songbird for sure. But those are some of my influences. But, yes, Earth, Wind, and Fire, we were that band Time Machine. I bet we covered just about every Earth, Wind, and Fire tune that was down. And kudos to my man again, Eddie Cole, who did the arranging for that band. And it was out of sight. Like I said, he went from there to being Natalie Cole's, his cousin's, musical director. So I think now he's considers himself an old man and done with that, because I think he's living in California and selling insurance.
I'm sure
music is still a big part of his life.
We got a caller here. Caller, go ahead and speak. Caller? All right. I guess the person is shy. But anyway, let's go on.
Maybe they're having difficulties.
Maybe they're having technical difficulties. Okay. Now, we're going
to
talk about briefly about you being the sideman with Jerry and Friends. Now, the Jerry and Friends, is that the one that's here in Louisville, Kentucky? Because there's a Jerry and Friends. Okay.
Yes, he is. It's Jerry Green and Friends. He's a local nightclub owner there. Singer and entertainer, and I actually did two stints with him, and I left due to, I don't want to just say there was a discrepancy as to the value of my tenure there with him, and so we could not come to an agreement on that, but it was a blessing while I was there because it was consistent money. But I will say this, as an artist, you know, you have to do what you are called to do. And, you know, you may be able to do a lot of different things, but the one who gave you the gift, talking about the Lord himself, has you designed to do a specific thing. And while it was good and I was able to, you know, keep my chops up on the saxophone there with Jerry, there was so much more that I can do as a vocalist, as an arranger, and as a keyboardist that I wasn't doing. And so when that time came, it was just time to move on. So the reason why doesn't really matter. The fact is, it was just time to move on. And musical growth, since I've been gone now for about 2 years, within me has been exponential. I have grown so much in utilizing my entire package of talent. I'm thankful for that. But I'm grateful to Jerry, because the one thing I did learn from him that I still keep today is the power of the drum machine. You only have to pay for it once. And it'll play all the time.
Right. So, Will you go ahead and give our curious minds and listeners out there your website information and where they can find your music, please?
Yes. Well, website, I would recommend you go to Facebook, Max Grooves LLC page first. Now, I do have one that's one of these Wix.com sites, but quite frankly, I don't have time to keep it up to date all that time. But I will just shout it out there. It's upshawsax.wixsite.com/my site. A lot of stuff slashing and dots going on. So I would just say go to the Max Group page on Facebook, like it, and there will be a link there to take you to that other site as well. But also, since we're jazzing it up, I just want to mention an associate that I have been working with here the past year or so. We kind of collaborated on things. The great Miss Jessie Lane Powell and her CD, Fill the Void. We were working together trying to get a group that would back her up. And who's to say what's coming down the pike with that? I don't consider that a dead end right now. It's just on pause and to the side, but always open. Fantastic. If you have not heard Jessie Lane Powell, you need to hear her. She is one singing jazzy lady for sure. And she lives in Lexington, Kentucky.
All right. I'll do some research on her. I may get her on my show. How about that?
I think you should have her on your show for sure.
We'll talk about that later. So what we're going to do... Upshaw Briggs, is we're going to play another one of your song tracks. My Angel. So can you give us briefly how you come up with the title of this song, My Angel?
I can tell you that. I forgot to tell you where you can purchase these songs, too. It's at CD Baby, cdbaby.com. You go to store.cdbaby.com. And the search will be for Max Grooves, LLC. Now, My Angel, that actually came about. We were playing in Canada with Time Machine, and there was a young lady who was dating one of the other fellows in the band. I don't remember which one, but at any rate, she had a poem, and she gave me the words to this poem, and she asked me if I could put some music to it.
Wow.
And I said, well, I'll give it a shot. And over time and through the years, like a fine wine, things take time. But through the years and with the help of the other people in the band with their ideas, and I'll tell you right now, the female voice again is Rita Riley, and the other voice is Lee Hager. And I do believe Paul Sherman might have been singing on this track, too. But this was, again, back with that band, which was called Brown Shoes at this time. So as the Frank Zappa tune said, brown shoes don't make it. Well, this brown shoes did make it. So that's how that angel came up with.
Okay.
And Greg Dina,
I
think, was singing on this, too. Yes.
I'm going to spin My Angel, and you don't go nowhere, Briggs. We'll be right back.
I will be. All right.
This is My Angel.
Wake up every morning and all through the day. See your face before me in so many ways. Meet the morning peg, all the words just seem to sing it now. All the lines before of me, no matter what spell I'm good name, just a laugh, just a smile, makes my life seem so worthwhile. Just a kiss from your sweet lips, the world's at my fingertips. My angel. for you. Tell me why the song I sing sometimes makes me so blue. When this love begins to grow and make life beneath the tree, will the spirit of our love go as the streams towards our ships? Just a laugh, just a smile, makes my life seem so worthwhile. Just a kiss from your sweet lips, the world's at my fingertips.
Anyone just tuned in, I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I am your host with the most here at Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Anyone wants to call on the show, please dial 1-657-383-0771. And Mr. Briggs, oh my goodness, you really put that together. On My Angel. I really like that. That is so smooth and laid back.
Thank you so much. And I do have to give a shout out for that just outstanding guitar solo by the late Harry Davis. He was a local musician there in Seattle, Washington. And as I said, he has since passed away. But I've been blessed to have worked with so many great musicians. And I could have only the Lord to thank to have put them in my path along this, this journey. It's just marvelous. And my brother from another mother, Brother Lee Hager, that was the drummer. And his whole family are just some sweet, sweet people. sweet pea.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, do you have any performances that are coming up in any cities or your community?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do, in fact. I am working now predominantly as a duo with my guitarist, who from the Moorhead days, we hooked up again, Mr. Daryl Newcomb, and we play at a local restaurant pub in E-Town called the Wicked Eyed Woman. And the food there is great. And on Thursday nights, they have live music. And we are there on coming up, Daryl and I, on the 24th of this month from 7 to 10. And the week before that, my other partner, keyboardist and vocalist Keith Hubbard, and
there
I will
is.
Be at an event called Tavern in the Garden. Now, that is part of the Elizabethtown Historical Museum downtown tour. And the Brown Pusey House, which is a historical building there in Elizabethtown, has a big backyard where there's a garden back there. And so two ladies of S&S Bartenders are run a summer program in conjunction with that called Tavern in the Garden, where they set up tables and serve, and they have live music. Well, this year they had several rainout days. In fact, Daryl and I got rained out one of the first times. And then when Keith was there before, I sat in with him. And after the first set, we must have played up a storm because the storm came up and we had to quit early. So Keith and I will be doing a makeup day for Tavern in the Garden on Friday the 18th, which will be this coming Friday. And then on the first Saturday in September, I will be playing with those bad boys from Bardstown, the Big Black Cadillac. I'll be playing saxophone with my trumpet friend and brother Don Osborne and Patrick Diller, the drummer. The guitarist is John Taylor. The keyboardist is Tony Brown. The bass man, I call him Quiet Thunder. That's Brad, and I don't know his last name, sorry to say. But they do know how to funk it up, and we have a good time there at the Old Calvert Inn in Bardstown on the square. And they'll be coming up Saturday, September the 2nd.
Okay. All right.
Keith and I will be over in Lexington on Saturday, September the 16th at Shakespeare and Company, which is right downtown on the corner of Broadway and Short, just a stone's throw from Rupp Arena.
All right. I hope all the listeners is writing all this down. You will be mentioning these events again later. I will let you mention them again later in the show. I have my Twitter account open, and there are people listening, and they have a couple of questions. Do you still do wedding ceremonies?
Oh, most definitely love to do weddings. That's what we love to do. In fact, I can go up to about the 5 or 6 pieces. In fact, I have several female vocalists that have sung with us as a female lead, me and the female lead, and then a full rhythm section with the keyboards, guitar, drums, and bass. So, yes, love doing weddings. You better believe it. That's our specialty. Love getting people hitched.
So the question is, if anybody wanted to hire you to do their wedding, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me on this phone that I'm speaking. They can go to the website. The number is there. I'll give the number. It's 502-378-2322. That's 502-378-2322. I'll be glad to talk to you.
Have you done any community events, fundraiser, or charity events in your community where you reside at?
Yes. In fact, we just, Daryl and I played at, it was Powerhouse Church, had a fundraiser in Radcliffe City Park. It's been about a month ago. It was hot out there, but it was a nice setting, and we did that one. That comes to mind. That was the most recent one, and I'm trying to get a show together to benefit and honor our veterans here in E-Town. We've been talking with Ms. Debbie Collard Anderson about getting a date to bring a dine and dance for our veterans at the American Legion at Elizabethtown. Now, they stay busy there, but hopefully we can work that out. I want to bring a singer that I've been most impressed with there in Louisville. Her name is Carrie McMullen. She has about two or three CDs out, and she is just a fantastic vocalist. I've got her on board to come and do the show with us. It would be me, Keith, Daryl, and Carrie, and I think we're going to do something that our veterans would really, really love, and the facility there at the American Legion is great, so they'll have the food and everything decor. And also, I have a decorator, Ms. Glenda Nelson, and Make It Happen LLC, who also is going to do the decorating for us. So we're looking to put that thing together, and hopefully we can make it happen this year, somewhere around in October. But we're waiting to hear from the American Legion. So, Debbie, I'm calling you. Let us hear from you. We want to do that thing for our veterans.
All right, all right. So what type of music, January, do you play? Original.
My roots are definitely in R&B, soul, and gospel. I also forgot to mention the late, great Sam Cooke, one of my influences. And I do have to, while I'm thinking of it, a gentleman who we had the fortunate blessing to have worked with us. He has since passed on, Mr. Robert Gable. He was the baritone sax player with Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders. And he played with Time Machine. And he took Eddie and I under his wing as saxophone, young aspiring saxophone players, and really taught us how to get the sound out of a saxophone. And we were fortunate enough for about 7 months to be standing on stage with him, playing next to him, and he also took us to Chicago to have our mouthpieces worked on by the late Frank Wells, who worked on the mouthpieces of such giant jazz giants as John Coltrane, Eric Dolphy. Yes, and so it was quite something to have him touch our lives in that way. Mr. Robert Gable, he passed, I think, sometime earlier this year. But I owe him, as far as I remember one quote he told me. He said, it doesn't matter, all these guys that can play all these flashy notes, how much they can move their fingers. He said, I can take one note and blow them away. And he just had that kind of sound. And it's nothing like standing right next to it and having a guy do that. Some of it's got to rub off, and I believe it did. I'm so thankful.
All right. So my question for you is, will you be doing recording any new music in the future?
Yes, oh, most definitely. That is from now until the good Lord calls me home, I hope to be doing that. But the song that is in the oven right now was written by our bass player from Time Machine. His name is Greg Diener. He lives, I believe, in Mason City, Illinois now, somewhere close. But it's called Do Somebody Good. And so I'm in the process. We did it as the 10-piece group, and now I'm in the process of redoing it as a duo. Now, my challenge is, of course, you know, my left hand has to be Greg Diener, and my right hand has to be those other guys, and then I got to sing it, too. So I'm working on it to at least come close and give it justice. But we're getting real close, so that's going to be the next tune that we'll be releasing, Do Somebody Good.
All right. Did we already play Love Song?
No, we have not.
Can you tell me briefly how did you come up with the title of that song, Love Song?
Love Song? Well, I happen to be in love. I happen to be in love at the time. And so that was just kind of what flowed, was flowing from my heart and my mind. And we were working as the large band, so we had a lot of elements to work with. But there again, for the original groove for this tune, I give credit to the drummer, Lee Hager, the bass player, Greg Dean. I always told Greg if I played bass, I would like to play like him. But those two guys were quite a team. And today, that band of brothers has left an indelible mark in my life. So glad. But that's how I came up with it. I just happened to fell in love, and, man, I was writing from my heart.
Right. Well, I'm going to spin Love Song, and you stay right there, and we'll be right back. This is Love Song.
All righty.
By Max Rude with Upshaw Briggs. song by Maxwell Groves with Upshaw Bridge. Anyone that just tuned in, this is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio with Upshaw Briggs. All right, Mr. Briggs, will you go ahead and give our listeners out there your upcoming performances, please?
Upcoming performances, next Friday, the 18th of August, Keith Hubbard and I will be at Tavern in the Garden in Elizabethtown. That is in the backyard of the Brown Poozy House right downtown, E-Town. On the 24th, Daryl Newcomb, my guitarist, and I will be at the Wicked Eyed Woman Restaurant and Pub in E-Town, 133 North Dixie, from 7 to 10 o'clock p.m., live music there. And on September the 2nd, in Bardstown, Kentucky, I will be appearing with those funk and soul boys from Bardstown, Big Black Cadillac. I think we start there at about 9:30. And then on the 16th of September, Saturday, Keith Hubbard and I will be at Shakespeare and Company, downtown Lexington, on the corner of Broadway and Short.
All right. All right. Now go ahead and give our listeners out there your website information, and if there's any social websites like Facebook or Twitter that you're on, please give our listeners out there how they can follow you, that information as well. Go ahead.
All right. You can find us on Facebook. The page is Max Grooves LLC. You put it in, it will pop up. Or you can put in my personal page, Upshaw Vincent Briggs, and you can get my information from there. And also there is a link to my Wix.com website there on the Max Groove LLC page. It's easier just to go there and click on that link from that than to try to remember all that long thing I had to put in for that one. So that's how you can find us. Facebook, Max Groove LLC. That's easy. Search it and find it.
And also, where can they purchase your music?
Music can be purchased through CD Baby. I think it's store.cdbaby.com, and that'll take you there, and the search name would be Max Grooves LLC.
And you said you will be recording some new music when?
Yes. Well, as soon as I get the arrangement perfected, and I always like to be able to perform it live and then from there go into the studio and do it. It's a lot easier than to go into the studio, do all this elaborate arrangement,
right,
and then having to try to come out and perform something live.
So will that be the end of this year or the beginning of next year?
I'm going to tell you like the artist said, it'll be done when it's ready.
Okay.
I will serve no wine until it's time.
All right. So I always ask this question to all my guests before the end of our showcase. What are your words of wisdom? What words of wisdom you will have to give for those suffering out in the world today, or for those that's wanting to get involved in the music industry?
Okay. Words of wisdom for those out in the world today. Be encouraged. God is in control, and he has a plan. Sometimes the enemy tries to fool us he tries to fool us all the time. And to try to keep our eyes focused on what isn't real and what's a lie. But know that God has all of this in his control. And so remember that. So be encouraged. Always try to bring something positive to the world. Yes, the world is in a terrible shape in some point, you know, in some facets right now. But God is greater. So you do everything you can. You know, it doesn't have to be a whole lot. If God has given you one little thing to do, then do that to the best of your ability. Bring everything. Try to do something positive every day. And those of of you that are in the music business, I would say this. Trust what is in you, number one, and try to bring a positive message out there. I am so, having grown up with the music of the late 50s and 60s, I really am not happy with the state of the music industry with the stuff they're selling out there now.
Yeah.
It's just about trying to make money. Try to make the world a better place. God has said he will take care of us. He's promised us that. Don't worry about the money. You can't serve God and mammon. It's not going to happen. You start chasing that money, guess what? You can't serve God. And God has this in control. Yes, he does. And bring something positive. Whatever. And I'll say this. All good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. So if that's what you want to bring out now, that's what we need more of. There are plenty of people out there chasing money. And we see where music has gone from the music that I grew up with in the 60s. Thank goodness. I'm glad you mentioned Chaka Khan. And then there's so many others that came before. But what's being pushed out there now is nothing like what was being pushed by the industry back in those early days.
Yeah.
Nothing. So if you're a musician out there now, don't worry about becoming rich. Worry about giving the world something positive that they can latch onto and lift up by, because that's what's needed to counteract all this mess that's being shoved out there.
And
I have a saying that was always said, and I love it. It says, feces is good. 10,000 flies couldn't be wrong, could they? Yes. But we need to up our game, because as everything else, the music industry is under attack by the enemy. It's under attack. So as those of you who have the gift of music in you, bring something positive. And don't worry about the dollar. God will take care of it. I mean, look at how we got hooked up, Miss Nanette Moss. This is music that came out back in the 80s. Back in the 80s. Here we are in 2017. Finally, the Lord opened the door to where we're broadcasting worldwide now.
Right.
Isn't that something? You know,
that
so
is
I'm
something.
Grateful
it,
for you.
It wasn't an accident.
It wasn't an accident. And all we have to do is just stay the course and keep the faith. So, yeah, musicians out there, bring something positive, because Lord knows the world needs something positive to listen to now. So thank you. Thank you, and let me say this. Thank you for having me as a guest, Lady Diva. It has been my pleasure.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and thank you for your patience and your support. You're always welcome to come back, and please come back with your new music. Keep for another show. If you want to give a shout out to anyone that supports you on your music journey, please do so to say so right now before we sign out. You have anything else?
I have to give a shout out to my brother Lee Hager. Without him, none of this happens today. He remixed all that music you heard in Canada when he was working up there. He's now living back home in West Virginia. He sent it to me. You got a hold of it. So shout out to Homer Lee Hager III. I love you, brother.
And I'm going to tell him thank you, too.
You do that.
Yeah. So we're going to sign out. I'm going to go ahead and play Can't Get Enough as we're leaving the scene. Upshaw Briggs, everyone, follow him, keep up with him. Hopefully I'm going to come and see your live performance. I'm going to just sit out there and I won't let you know that I'm there. I'll be seeing
I'm probably going to feel your vibe anyway, sister.
Thank you so much for your participation on the show, and keep in touch.
Thank you.
Thank
will
you.
Will do, will do. Mm-hmm.
This is Brenda Moss for Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am signing out. I'm going to play a little something here, Can't Get Enough by Upshaw Briggs. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in for my upcoming shows that's coming up August the 14th, August the 15th, and August the 19th. which is Terry Remsen. She is an R&B singer. I have Juan Way. He is a pop rock guitarist. And also Gary Smoot. He is also a keyboardist in R&B smooth jazz. Please tune in to these shows next week. Thank you very much, everyone, for your support. And I'm signing out. And love you. Love your music, and you keep it up, Mr. Upshaw Briggs.
Love you, too, and thank you. Appreciate your encouragement.